This episode is brought to you by Intuit, the technology platform that brings financial confidence with products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. You might have learned the recorder in school, but probably not how to navigate the financial world. Luckily, Intuit's on a mission to help with the free Intuit for Education program. It provides students with the lessons to learn essential skills, like how to build credit, file taxes, and budget. Check out their free resources at intuit.com/education.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Coming to you from New York City, bringing the video podcast for global Filipinos around the world. Watch and listen as we speak and get to know different celebrities, icons, influencers, and inspiring people. Join Jesse Dang and Jay Cass as they talk about anything and everything while bridging the gap between Filipinos of different generations and genres of choice. This is Over a Glass or Two.
Hello, hello.
Hello, kumusta? Kumusta ka, J-Cas? Kumusta po kayong lahat? J-Cas, ano na? Ano? At sobrang damig ngayon dito sa New York. Sobra.
Grabe. Ay, masaya naman at umaandar ang heater. Yun lang. Right. Magpasalamat sa tayo kasi sobrang, sobrang lamig po dito sa Brooklyn, New York.
I know. Malapit na. Like in a few weeks, my God, springtime na po dito sa East Coast. Maraming salamat, Diyos ko, sa lahat ng mga nanonood at nakikinig. So anyways, good morning, good evening, good afternoon po sa lahat ng mga nakikinig sa buong mundo, especially po sa Pilipinas at sa aming Tourist USA at sa mga TFC subscribers. I Want TFC, FYE Channel in Kumu, at sa mga pasahero ng Jeepney TV. J-Cas, ikaw naman, go!
At good morning naman po sa lahat ng mga Filipinos and non-Filipinos in different time zones, in different dimensions, in different continents, in different galaxies, in this whole wide universe!
Alam mo, Jay, sobrang, God, I am so excited, diba, na sa ating special guest for this morning. Kasi, naku naman, sikat na sikat yan. Sa Pilipinas, hindi lang sa Pilipinas, pati sa US, diba? Ang dami. Tapos mayroon pa silang yes. New York concert na malapit na.
Ayan, following so,
hindi na
sila.
Na po, I know, diba? Hindi na po kami magpapatagal-tagal. Ano yung papatumpik-tumpik yun?
Paligoy-ligoy.
Magpaligoy-ligoy pa, yes. Sige po, introduce ko na ang ating special guest for this more night. Ayan. Kilig is the word for this more night as we get to know a cool, young, handsome Filipino pop band based in Bulacan, Philippines. They have released several songs that has touched the rock emo heartstrings of the Filipino people like Hindi Tayo Pwede, Hatid, Anghel, Dulo, and Di Panghabang Buhay with Moira. They also have released their latest EP last 2023 entitled Back Home. Ang ganda nitong song na to. And set to go on their world tour this 2024. At malapit na po sa March ang kanilang New York concert. Let's get to know and let's welcome and get to know the lead vocalist and keyboardist Carl Guevara, vocalist and lead guitar Jops Mendoza, vocalist and bassist Kael Adriano, and vocalist and acoustic guitar RJ Cruz of the rising band The Juans.
Good morning, everyone. Mabuti po. Kami po ay we're very glad to be invited here in this show. Thank you for having us. Yeah, we're feeling really good. It's the first task for today's episode. Ito ang aming unang ganap. So we're still very energetic.
Buti naman, hindi yung gabi na tipong lasing na. Diyos ko.
Oh, salamat ha, kasi gumising kayo ng maaga. So,
hindi, meron talaga sila mga gigs. Sobrang busy sila.
Ready-ready sila yun. Ganda ng mga forma.
We are so proud of you guys. Yung journey ninyo, pag-uusapan natin yan. Especially, syempre, ang world tour nyo. No? Pero bago ang lahat, kailangan muna na tayong mag-toast. Ayan. Anong iniinom nyo ngayon?
Coffee.
Anong iniinom nyo ngayon?
Anong coffee yan?
Ay, coffee.
Black coffee.
Kape-kape.
Saan po? It's
wala
namang
vodka
caramel
yan, di ba? Or Bailey's.
Bawal,
no? Bawal. Ayan, kaping barako. Anyways, sige, welcome namin kayo.
Salted water.
Ah, salted water?
Wow!
Pag-usapan natin yan. Sige, welcome muna namin kayo. Okay. Sa Sambayan ng Pilipinas po at sa aming dearest USA, guys, let's welcome! My God, ang pinaka-famous at inaabangan yung lahat, The Who Wants! Welcome to
Over a Glass or Two! Cheers, guys!
Cheers, guys!
Cheers!
Cheers! Ayan, dapat magtingin nando sa mata kasi bad, sasabihin ko ba dito, bad sex daw. Pag hindi nagtingin na sa mata, so magtingin na sa mata. Yes, magtitigan, yes.
Okay. Ayan, mag-ano tayo. Picture taking tayo, guys.
Sige, photo op tayo, tapos start na tayo ng kwentuhan. Okay, go. 1, 2, 3. Ayan. Nako, excited na kami. Salamat talaga. At pinaunlakan nyo kami. Diba, para mag-guest kayo dito sa aming munting podcast dito sa US. Guys, my God. So introduce yourselves nga sa mga taong, yung mga hindi pa nakakilala sa inyo dito sa US. I-introduce nyo po ang inyong mga sarili.
Yo, hello po sa inyo lahat. Muli po kami ang Bakawans. Ako po si Carl.
Ako po si Kael.
Ako po si Japs.
And ako naman po si RJ.
And we call ourselves
The Power Rangers.
Power Rangers.
Wait, may question ako. Wait, asan si Juan?
Oo nga, bakit daw? The Juan. Bakit the Juan?
Juan, sa puto namin.
Di mo ba kapag ina-address ng mga Filipinos, we call them Juan de la Cruz. Yes. So ang bawat ordinary Pinoy, usually when we're addressed generally, sinasabi natin, oh, ayan si Juan. Pero commonly po, pag ginagamit yung Juan, medyo negative yung connotation, di ba? Juan Tamad, yes. Di ba? Mga ganyan.
Yes.
So we wanted to use a name that can relate to ordinary humans just like us. Kasi po kami mga normal na bata lamang galing sa probinsya. But at the same time, bring honor and value to that name. So ang amin pong pangarap ay if we make it in this industry or in the international scene, one day Filipinos will be proud to associate themselves to the name Juan because there is now value and honor to that name. And we hope to inspire ordinary kids like us. Na kung kami nga, mga simpleng bata sa probinsya, nangarap at may narating, sila din kaya din.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I thank you.
And I thank you.
Ang galing.
Oo nga, teka. Alam mo, we're so excited dito sa world tour ninyo. No? First time nyo ba to dito sa ibang bansa na mag-concert?
Yes po. Bukod sa Dubai Expo that we did 2021, this will be our first time in the US and Canada. So,
wow.
First time po namin kahit sa buong buhay namin, kahit bakasyon, hindi pa talaga. So, ano kami?
My God. Talaga. So excited na kayo for sure. Dami-dami niyong pupuntahan. So, yes. Anong unang-una niyong gagawin dito sa US? Lalo na sa New York. Meron ba kayong days to chill and hang out?
In New York, we have a couple of days to hang out and go around. Ako po, unang-una kong gagawin ay titikman ko yung New York's finest pizza.
Pizza?
So, yung mga street, mga food in New York, di ba? Mga
$1 pizza.
Oo, mga ganun. Sausage na loaded.
Ano yan? Guys, nakalagay doon $1 pizza pero $2 na talaga siya sa totoong buhay.
inflation. O, yung iba naman, anong mga gagawin nyo sa New York?
Ako po, ang una kong gagawin ay bibili ng jacket. Kasi lamigin ka. Malamig po sa New York ngayon. Tsaka lamigin din po.
Ah, okay.
Ako then, naman po, parang gusto ko pumunta sa streets ng New York and sa mga art museum, art galleries ng New York.
Oh, wow.
Good choice.
Oo, di ba? As in, si ano naman parang tahimik, oh.
Ako naman po, pwede ka mo kung mapunta po kami sa Statue of Liberty.
Yes.
Meron din dito na lang. Statue of Libertad.
Benta yan.
Ang cute ni
Carly. Don't forget, lagi kasi pag may mga friends kami, na celebrity friends na pumupunta dito, we always, talagang dinadala namin sila kung saan-saan. Pero ang unang-unang food na, na parang hindi masyadong resto, parang deli talaga, na ang haba ng pila is, ano yun, J-Cass, yung favorite natin? Cat's Deli.
Ah, sa Cat's Deli.
Cat's Deli. Yung ganyan kalang pastrami. You have to go there. Yun yung talaga
mga giant pinupuntahan. Pastrami yes, sandwiches. Talaga,
pastrami sandwiches na ganyan kalalaki.
Pero sandwich.
Yes, yes. We tried pastrami anywhere, iba-iba, Europe, kahit saan. Pero yan yung pinakamasarap. So pupuntahan nyo yan. Yan.
Okay. Pero Cats Deli.
Cats.
K-A-T-Z.
K-A-T-Z. Cats Deli. Tsaka Dumbo, Brooklyn, pupuntahan nyo. Ako, dami-dami. Di ba, Ale? I-message ko si Nicole yung mga places na pwede nyong puntahan. Yan.
Kailangan
nyo ng ano? One week.
Ako namin makapayap muna dito para pagka nandiyan kami, may ano kami, may allowance kami to eat.
Yeah, allowance to eat. Totoo yan. Yeah. Sige, pag-usapan natin ng ano, ang concert nyo. So ano yung kakaibang flavor that you will, you know, impart or introduce or showcase sa lahat ng mga nanonood, mga fans sa buong mundo, lalo na sa mga taga-US?
Relax naman. Well, I think this concert tour will be special. Unang-una po sa lahat. May kasama po kami dito, kasama namin si Unique, Adi, and Kian. So, mga OPM icons din po itong mga ito. So, it's gonna be a treat for all our kababayans dyan po sa New York and all over US and Canada. It's gonna be a back-to-back concert. Now, as for us, number two, we will be bringing the hugot songs that you guys love, mga awitin na nakasama nyo sa inyong kalungkutan pag kayo ay papunta sa trabaho, pag kayo ay naliligo, pag kayo ay malungkot, mag-isa, namimiss ang pamilya. So we will be singing those songs that you guys listen to and relate to. But also, number three, we're gonna be singing a brand new song na sa US, Canada pa lang namin ipi-play. And then later on, pag uwi namin ng Pilipinas, that's when we launched the song here in the Philippines. So you get to listen to it. You get the first dibs, iba nga, sa bagong song na i-release namin by March.
Ang swerte naman.
Wow. Ang swerte naman ng mga taga-US. I mean, dito sa World Tour concert nyo, no? Pero I'm sure ang dami nag-aabang eh. I heard like, halos na sa sold out na yung mga tickets nyo all over the world, no? Grabe. Yeah. Alam mo, ito, ano yung mga ito, curious ako ah. Kasi syempre, we watch a lot of concerts, no? So, ay, sabi nyo nga, yung mga hugot songs nyo, ano yung gusto nyong baunin ng mga, yung mga new fans nyo, at saka yung mga fans nyo na, existing fans nyo na dito sa US, ano yung gusto nyong mga baon na pwede nilang iuwi pag uwi nila sa bahay?
Una, in terms of how we want them to be ready for the experience, we want them to be connected to their real emotions. So, mangri-real talk po kami pagdating namin dyan. Ihanda nyo ang mga puso nyo dahil hindi po kami magpapaligoy-ligoy pa.
Yeah.
So, mga naranasan nyo dyan sa being abroad, far from your families. Some of you are far from your romantic partners. Ganyan. So, marami kami mga hinandang mga relatable things that we want to share with you. Pagpunta niyo po sa show. And of course, definitely, pag uwi niyo, ang gusto namin na maging baon niyo after the experience is number one, you get inspired to pursue your dreams. Number two, you will feel comforted because you know na hindi kayo nag-iisa sa pinagdadaanan niyo. Na kung anumang sulok ng heartbreak ang inyong nararanasan ngayon, maaaring ito ay tungkol sa cheating or ito ay tungkol sa pagkamis sa isang tao or ito ay tungkol sa pagkapagod or whatever that is, we hope to address all that emotions with our music. So I hope that as you guys go home, maramdaman nyo na, uy, may nakaka-relate pala sa akin. Nakakonnect ako dun sa ginagawa. And lastly, you will go home with hope, knowing that as you face the reality of your pain, that is your first step to healing and being completely whole.
Grabe.
Teka muna ha. Carl, ilang taon ka na? Kasi parang, you're an old soul eh. Parang ang galing mo mag-TED Talks eh.
Ano na po ako? 72.
Ah, ganun.
Sabi kaya, ko, you look like 22.
you look so great for 72, ha?
Grabe, diba? Ha? Wala pa ba mga rayu-rayuman na masakit?
At saka, ang gusto ko pala malaman, kasi you're speaking about emotions, di ba? I listened to your discography or your songs, tapos talagang emo na emo, pop rock, emo talaga siya, halos lahat. At saka, masakit sa damdamin. Ang gusto ko malaman is, lahat ba kayo, bawat membro ninyo, ay mga emotero din ba talaga kayo sa buong, sa buhay ninyo, sa personal lives nyo?
Mga drama, may mga hanas, ganun.
I think it's a mix of our experiences and mga kwento po ng mga friends namin, yung mga nababasa rin po namin comments sa social media. Doon po namin kinuha yung inspiration. Yes. Mga relevant stories po, ganyan.
Hindi
kaya po pag may interesting kayo, sa amin nyo nalang po yung kwento para magawa namin.
Sige, na. Sige.
Ano po kasi, dahil po kami ay nasa showbiz, well, kami yung mga una nakakasagot ng mga balita, kaya nagagawa namin agad na. I guess, because we are sensitive. With the people around us, experiences ng mga kaibigan namin, families namin, and that's what we write about.
Yeah.
But generally, we're happy people.
So hindi yun na-experience yun? Kasi grabe, alam mo yung di tayo pwede, tsaka yung hatid, grabe talagang, sa totoo lang ha, every time I listen to your songs, kahit wala naman akong problem, or wala naman akong
true
heartache, pero alam mo, parang feeling ko, magano, parang gusto kong magkaroon ng heartache. Kasi parang, alam mo, nakaka-relate. It's, you know, seriously, nakaka-relate ako at the same time, parang, bumabalik yung mga ex ko noon, mga hayop na to, ginawa sa akin ito. But alam mo yung, it brings back those memories na yung heartaches. Ganun ka powerful yung every single word dun sa each and every songs that you guys wrote. Kakaiba, ang galing.
Talaga, diba yung hatid? Diba, Jesse, yung hatid, napaka-martyr. Ano ba to?
I know. So, no, Pex man, hindi nyo na feel yung mga sinulat nyo, inspiration lang ba yun? Based from the people, you know, the people that, yung mga friends yun na may heartache, hindi nyo naramdaman ni isa yun?
Well, ako personally, na-experience ko din po yun, letting go of people. But, I guess, it's not necessarily always romantic. Because sometimes, you know, sometimes it's opportunities that you have to let go of. Sometimes it's your friends who want to be with other friends or, you know, things like that. Pero ako naman po, I've had considerably a good amount of heartbreak to start from. I wouldn't say na lahat ng nasulat ko is my life story. Pero definitely may bits and pieces of my own truth sa mga nasusulat namin na songs.
Yeah.
I guess that's where we start. That's where authenticity comes from. Parang, di, ito talaga naranasan ko to. But of course, as you desire to enrich the material, you also want to sort of derive some emotions from the people around you as well.
Yeah.
Yeah,
alam mo, Jesse, and the ones, bagay na bagay yung mga kanta nyo ngayon kasi ang dami naghihiwalay sa showbiz.
Sobra. Relatable sa lahat. Relatable. What about the other guys?
Lugas.
Okay. Sa akin, marami rin po ako na-experience na heartache eh. Pero, minsan na kayo ng heart. Joke.
Nahuli ka, boy.
Huli ka, ha? Okay.
Pero, what's interesting is, malaman namin na, okay, hindi lang upon writing the song, hindi naman namin ina-expect din na marami yung makaka-relate. Pero nagugulat lang din kami sa reaction ng mga tao, sa impact na nagagawa nun. Merong iba na, ano ang mga words talaga nila? Your music saved my life. Parang yes. Ganun.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
So it become a value na na gusto naming i-live out as a group, to always resonate to the people, to always speak the unspeakable words na hindi nila express. So yun lang. So naging guiding light siya. Always speak.
Ang lalim, Jekas, ang lalim yung lahat.
Oo nga. Feeling ko, pag alam ko kung usap ko kayo, parang feeling ko salo-salo ko. ang lalalim ng mga batang to, ang tatalino. Ano ba? Hindi ako handa.
I mean, and to think like, you guys are so young for you to speak eloquently. Ang galing, no? Pero wait, how did you guys, know each other? Like, kasi, I know that Christian kayong lahat, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so paano kayo nagkakilala?
We all met in church. Yes. So kami po ay part of our worship team back in our church. And that's where we actually first started playing together. So yung puta, dun kami talaga naging original na magkakabanda, playing worship songs. And I think that part of us transcended from the four walls of our church to outside the world. And since then, we have been using our music to really usher people to a place of healing where they can encounter the person, the ultimate person that can give healing to the heartbreaks that they have. So, yun po. Tapos yun yan, magkakalapit lang din yung mga bahay namin. Mm-hmm. We're like, 5-10 minutes away. Pag di traffic, one barangay away. I remember si RJ, since si RJ yung pinakabata sa amin, nakilala ko siya, kids church pa siya. Ganun, galing siya sa kids church. So we've known each other for a long time. But then eventually, I think 2018, you know, we had an opportunity to be together, be a real band, and do this for a living. So we just, you know, accepted that calling. We take it as our calling and we just started living out our faith. So, and that's what got us here today.
Galing, no? Pero bigla pa kayong, kasi ilang years na ba kayo nag-start? Like how many years ago?
Nauna po kami ni Jobs. We were launched 2015. You know, tapos, you know, along the journey, things happened. Our original bandmates, their contracts expired and they wanted to pursue other things. So that's when Kael and RJ stepped in. So parang, nung wala na kaming katuktugan ni Jobs, but we booked shows. So sabi ko, wait, we need a band. So we called our music team friends na, uy, tara, samahan nyo kami. Let's go to this school event. It was a JIL event, I remember.
Oh, wow.
JIL school event. And then we were playing secular songs and we were also playing worship songs. Kasi wala kami yung mga alam na song eh. So mga kata kami, secular, tapos pagka nag-more yung mga tao, paano lang tayo, Hillsong, ganun yung lineup namin. So it was really, we were really that candid and raw, I guess, during that time. But 2018 was the marker of the defining moments, I guess, of our lives and our career.
So, kayo ba, ano, ones along the lines of your career, may balak ba kayong mag-release ng all worship songs na album or EP?
Yeah, we actually did during the pandemic. So we were praying, how can we serve the community now that everyone is in lockdown? So I remember yung manager ko naman si Boss Vic asked me to write a solidarity song, something that will comfort the nation, something that will give hope to the nations. And we wrote Manalangin. So it's encouraging everyone to pray. Ganyan. And because of that, that was the jumping board of our worship series. Mm-hmm. We're in para every month ba or every week. Mm-hmm. We started releasing our original worship songs that we wrote. Oh, Yakap,
yeah.
Ikaw Ang Misabi. So these are the songs that we wrote for our church lang, as a local church.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We wrote songs and then we shared them online. It wasn't really a formal release, but it's more of a YouTube upload and there's a worship playlist now there. But also, I feel like right now our calling is specific to relating to ordinary ones. And we know that we've been set out so that we can relate to the people outside. And the tool for that is our music. So we're not discarding the idea of writing worship albums, maybe down the line. But for now, it's clear to us na yung calling namin is to go to the darkest places of the world and be a light to those areas. And being a light, meaning relating to them first before inserting that, okay, there's another hope and healer that you can actually listen to and get comfort from. So medyo ganun po. Medyo ano siya? Missionary.
Alam mo? Gusto ko talaga the way you speak about the that song. Parang after nito, as soon as after the interview, I'm gonna listen to that. Grabe, alam mo ang lalim niyo. Parang para tuloy ano na, ano ba to? Feeling ko yung Book of Mormons. Yung mga ganun, ganun katindi. Mga batang tumalalim. Eh,
yung suot pa ni ano ni Carl, 'di ba? Parang ano.
Diba? Si Carl,
Mormon missionary.
Carl, wag ka namang magpare ah. Utang hindi, kasi, na loob, maraming iiyak.
Actually, guys, the ones I love your look right now. I know this ito yung uso ngayon, yung ano yung parang schoolboy look and sa babae schoolgirl look naman yung pa cute. So, ang gusto ko malaman, are you guys styling yourselves or do you have a stylist?
Ito po yung stylist na. May stylist po kami for today. Pero sometimes po, dress lang po.
Ah, kayo lang talaga. Pero ito, paano kayo ito? Na-curious ako. So, syempre, you decided to form a band, right? I mean, a boy band or whatever you call it. So, paano kayo na-discover? Kasi ang dami-dami ngayong bands all over. Diba? They're trying to do everything, they hustle and bustle just, you know, for record label to, you know, to notice them. So, paano kayo na-notice ng isang malaking Viva, right? Viva Records?
Yes.
So, paano kayo na-notice?
So back in the days, wow. So we really perform for a living. So naranasan po namin mag-perform sa mga bars every night. Naranasan namin na every night meron kaming 3 sets na gig ganyan. So we play around 27 songs per night. And then one random night, one of the audio engineers ng Viva Records kumain siya ng adobong kangkong doon sa bar natin nagtutugtog namin. Tapos so sa mga na-discover niya kami, chinika niya ngayon sa mga boss. So now, one of our value is excellence. So sinasabi namin lagi na, alam mo, kahit na nasa maliit na bar tayo, we will perform as if it's the last night of our life. As if it's a concert, ganyan. So medyo, kino-concert level namin yung mga gigs talaga namin. Eh.
Oh, wow.
So one blessed day, hindi kami aware na yung mga boss ng Diva Records nanonood na pala sa isang table. And then after our set, sa nilapitan nila kami, nagpakilala sila na, hi, I'm the vice president of Viva Records. We were watching you, we loved your song, and we wanna sign you. Yun. So parang, wow. The next day, kinatawag na kami sa opisina, we were offered a recording deal, ganyan, and things happened. Things started there dahil po sa adobong kangkong. Kaya salamat
dahil
po sa kangkong.
Adobong kangkong. I bet magsusulat kayo ng song eventually ng dahil sa adobong kangkong.
Wait, hindi ako, I'm glad, ang ganda kasi inoffer na kayo right then and there, pero hindi ako makaget over, saan bar yung may adobong kangkong? Yun ang tanong ko sa utak ko ngayon eh.
Saan bar yun? May adobong kangkong.
Sarado na eh. Sarado na siya ngayon.
Ay, sayang.
Sayang.
So, oh,
Bears Grill yung pangalan ng bar na yun. Shout out to
ano
sa mga Bears Grill.
Oh, sayang. Pero at least, you're grateful to them. Kasi without, alam mo yun, kung hindi din nakakain ng adobong kangkong, di ba? I mean, feeling ko, alam mo, naniniwala ako talagang things happen for a reason. You're destined talaga for this popularity. Kasi kahit saan pa kayong bar tumugtog, pupuntahan talaga kayo. It will happen to you. Someone will definitely, if it's not Viva, a big record label will definitely discover you guys. Kasi ganun kayo kagaling. Talagang binigay yan, nasa palad nyo na yan. So ngayon, I wanna know, sa inyong mga ano, sa inyong apat, ano, sinong pinakamaloko sa inyo? I mean, alam mo yun, laging joker, laging, babaero.
Yeah, laging baon na
yun. babaero.
Wala po.
Ay,
Carl, may tumuturo sa likod mo eh.
Oo nga, may tumuturo.
Throwing
guys,
under the bus.
Are you guys single or ready to mingle or... I know yung sino ba yung may ano my husband, my wife.
Wala pa po, may wife sa amin.
Ah, wala pa. Single
wife po natin ang mga our beloved fans, the Wanista. Yes. Sino po ang mga girlfriend namin at wife namin?
Ay, nako. Ang showbiz ng mga sagot.
Showbiz
ano
ng
ba
mga
yan?
Sagot. Have you ever dated a fan? May date na kayo na fan?
I like that. Huh? Diba, inamin nila.
At least totoo, diba? At least totoo na nakipag-date sa isang
man. How about this question, guys? Is there a craziest thing that or out there na may ginawa ang isang fan sa inyo while you guys are performing?
craziest thing na ginawa
mo. Ako ano? Pero bumunta sa stage tapos kinalingan ako.
Akala ko ano?
Hindi napigilan ni ate.
Bratas tinapon sa inyo.
Ano wait, that happens, ha? Jesse, magagalit si Lord. Ano ka ba?
Oo nga. Liliyabang stage. Oh my God, liliyabang stage pagka ganun, di ba? Pero how did you find out, like, paano ba? Siyempre, ano, sumisikat na kayo. No? So, paano nyo nalaman na, oh my God, we really made it big?
Di pa po na.
Ano ba yung experience? I think, ano,
Parang, for us po, it's still a work in progress. Parang yeah. Hindi pa po namin siya masabing big. Pero we're grateful for what we've yeah. accomplished and what we've achieved. Pero for now, parang
we're happy with where we are now, but we're definitely looking forward to yeah. the potential that God has yeah. promised us. I guess that's where we are mentally. Pero I guess we started breaking out. We felt like we were breaking out when 2019 to 2020 during the pandemic, in transition na yon nung pa-lockdown, doon kasi sumisigat yung mga songs namin na hindi namin alam bakit. So people started listening to our songs and then there was clamor around it. But nung pandemic, syempre everything stopped, di ba? Yes. Pero we kept going. So nangyari, we have a small studio back in Bulacan, doon kami nagstay lahat, we started going all out online, everything. We perform online, we do shows online, we upload content every day. So diligence lang po talaga. And then, surprisingly, brands starting coming in. So we started booking endorsements. And that sort of sustained us or equipped us, gave us resources to keep on investing on gears, production materials. And surprisingly po, in the time where everything is shut down, that's where we started rising up. So it was pandemic actually na so surprise kami. It was our first big endorsements, multiple endorsements coming in during the pandemic. And that's where we felt na okay, this is probably something we're called to do. So ano, karir na natin to kasi ayan na. So yun po, doon namin na feel na okay, this is work and we are now part of the industry. Like we are in the music industry. So parang kumbaga sa aeroplano, we felt like okay, nag-landing aeroplano natin sa industriya. This is our new promised land and this is what we have to work with and steward at the moment.
Wow. Is there any changes na yun ang nagbago? Syempre, simula nung sumikat kayo, nakakapag pumupunta ba kayo ng mall, tipong you can't go by on your own kasi may mga fans na, oh my God, the ones! Maraming changes na nangyari?
Wala pa naman po yata kami sa ganung level. May mga nagpapapalit pero wala pa sa mob level.
Yeah, pero anong changes na individually?
Hindi na po kami makapunta sa mall kasi budget.
No, mas madaming budget ngayon. Ano ka ba?
Hindi, ano, the only time that they're going to the mall is pag may mall tour. Ano ka ba?
Sa mga ano na, sa mga tawag nito, sa mga handlers na pinapabili, yung mga ganong klaseng. Oo. Ito, curious ako ah, kung hindi kayo the ones right now, what do you think you guys will be doing kung hindi kayo yung sikat na you know, boy band?
Ako po, nagtatrabaho sa The Ones. Pero once po, before I started sa The Ones talaga, nag-edit po ako ng videos for The Ones. So there's this series na meron sila na ako po yung isa sa mga editor.
Ako po siguro, sa site po ako, sa construction site. Ano po kasi ako eh. Site engineer po ako eh.
Wow.
Oh, you're an engineer. Oh, wow. Yes, mga career nyo ha. O, ikaw naman, Carl.
Ako po siguro, doctor. Then joke lang. I'd probably still be somewhere around entertainment pa din. Maybe hosting or
acting. I can see that.
Artista.
Artista. Pwede ka mag-artista.
Yeah. So I did theater for siya. I did musical theater for 2 years. So before ako nagbanda, yun talaga yung ginagawa ko. And then when I graduated college, taking up music production, dun ko kinarir yung pagbabanda. So...
Oh, ikaw naman, Kael.
Ako, si
Japs.
If hindi po ako allowance ngayon, siguro po artist, like gumagawa ng paintings, ganyan, fine arts.
Oh.
Or siguro po ano, scientist, ganyan. Yeah. Mahilig po kasi ako sa physics.
Physics?
Grabe. Talaga naman pala, kahit walang the ones, mag-excel talaga kayo.
Ano sila? Kasi mga creatives at saka mga matatalino, ano?
Oo, smart. And oo, pero talagang meant kayo para dito. Did you guys ever
guys,
fight?
Ayan. Yan din yung tanong ko. Ayun, sabay pa tayo.
Nag-away kayo? Or, you know, arguments, yung mga disagreements?
Yeah, meron din po. Paminsan, like, kanwari po. Pero about work po, siguro, mga disagreements, ganyan.
Yeah.
Pag nagka-clash na po yung mga preference, ganyan. Oh. Pero, nagiging... Ano naman po siya? Healthy
conflicts.
Yeah. Okay. Mga ganun lang. Hindi masyado sa mga personal, di ba?
Hindi naman. Oh, we love each other genuinely as friends.
Kasi naging magkaibigan muna kami bago kami naging workmates. So, I think yung mga conflicts namin really is more of, yun nga, creative clashes or preferential or process-wise, how to approach a certain material or production, ganyan. So, mas work conflict-related. Pero, whenever really had a fight na nagsuntukan kami or malalang tampuhan. Hindi po kami...
Regarding...
May mga baby tampo. Yan, kami ni RJ. Mga ganun. Baby tampo.
Mga ano?
Ganun. Mga tampuhan. Kunyari, ano, di nayaya. Ganun. Ganyan, di ako nayaya sa ano, ah. Kumain, di ako niya.
Mga no-invite, ganyan. Mga mababaw
invite,
lang.
Mga simpleng, ano lang, mga simpleng, ano. Tapos after so, that, do you guys talk about it? Like, or brush it off? Kasi sa mga babae, maraming hanas yan eh. Alam mo yun, mag-gaslighting pa. Pero sa inyo, tipong afternoon, or brush it off, ganun.
May hugot na naman. May hugot na naman si Jessie.
May hugot na naman ako.
Okay, Juan. I'm curious. You're on your way, you already have achieved a stardom and you're going way, way above. So, maybe in 5 years from now, ano nakikita niyo pangarap ninyo sa banda ninyo, sa The Juans?
5 years
from now.
Ultimately, we're manifesting that we will get an opportunity to gain international exposure. Hopefully play on international music festivals, be recognized not just in the Philippines but in other countries, maybe Southeast Asia or even the international scene. Pero I guess in the bigger scale of things, isa sa mga pangarap ko namin ay makapagpaaral kami ng mga simpleng Juan. Karoon kami ng parang scholarship foundation wherein we can really send some, kunyari, an artist who wants to go to art school na mabigyan namin siya ng pang-enroll, ganyan. Because we wanna really live out what we're trying to say, na it's enabling a simple Juan to achieve their dreams. So, we wanna not just fulfill our dreams, but we wanna be a channel of blessing para ma-achieve din ng iba yung pangarap nila. So, we're looking at, in the future, we're looking at, you know, scholarship programs, we're looking at maybe developing talents also, maybe giving them breaks and producing shows for them as well, because we're very hands-on with everything that we do. So we sometimes produce our own shows, we produce our own concerts, we produce our own music videos. So we want to be able to extend that skill and be a blessing to other budding artists as well. So yun yung mga pangarap po namin in the future, kaya kami excited na maging successful because we're eager to also open up the space and be a channel of blessings to other people.
Yes.
Grabe. Ano sila? Charitable pa?
Panalo.
Mababait
kasi,
na, talented na, guwapo pa. Very kind pa. Very empathetic. Yes. Empathong mga batang to.
They're not only after their own blessings, but they're paying forward their blessings.
Paying forward, yes. Kaya pala, sobra kayong, my God, we wish you all the best So wait, ito ha. So pagdating nyo, ano yung pinaka, ito ha, sobra akong curious eh. Asa dami nyong sinulat. Ano yung pinaka-favorite nyo, individually, favorite nyong song na sinulat ninyo?
That's the hardest question.
Yung pinaka-baby nyo na feeling.
Parang asking kung sino favorite mong anak ha.
Oo nga.
Pero try natin.
Exactly. Pero sige, I'm sure, baka meron.
Sige, guys.
Hirap po. Ako.
Wow. Lahat po eh, talaga.
Yeah. Lahat?
I think, okay, ako, I'll answer this. I think it depends on the season. So, yeah. Ako, merong songs minsan na if I'm not okay, may songs na kahit na ilang daang beses na namin kinanta, biglang in the middle of the set, may iyak ako. Mm-hmm. So, may ganun. Minsan naman, if I'm feeling really hopeful or feeling really like those songs become my favorite for that particular time. So, I guess that's the benefit of having a rich library. Na there's a, you have a library of emotions you can pick from every song. So, for me, it's a seasonal thing. So, wherever my heart is at the moment, that's usually where I am. Kunyari, I feel frustrated. I like to sing Still Standing. Kasi parang yun yung redemption song mo yun. Parang, yo, we're still standing. Pagka naman, for example, I'm struggling with my self-image. I'm struggling. I hate myself for that day. I don't like myself. I feel insecure. Then I will sing Hatid. And to my mind, it's about letting go of what people think about me. Bakit? So it's a seasonal thing. And we're blessed with beautiful music. Kami po ay nagpapasalamat kay Lord sa mga songs na naipanganak sa amin.
Yeah. Grabe, no? So, meron kayong ano? Meron ba kayong mga songs na parang feeling nyo parang mag-hit to or parang, tas hindi pala nag-hit? Or yung mga tipong feeling nyo na hindi mag-hit, tas yun pala yung tipong nagustuhan ng mga producers or nagustuhan ng mga fans?
Actually, we never expected hindi tayo pwede to be a hit.
Oh my God. I must promise, favorite ko yun. Yun talaga, nakilala ko kayo doon because
if,
of that.
If ever, that's your biggest yata, ano?
Oo. Okay, and then, sorry, you may proceed. Okay, go.
So, it was an EP eh, Umaga EP. And then, syempre, may mga favorites ka, may mga tinatayaan ka, kumbaga na songs. Pero, sometimes, the least songs that you expect from, that's what yields listeners and following. So, I guess we live in a time where kahit na magmatalino ka, maging highly technical ka about it, highly marketing strategist level ka, the end of the day, you don't know really what songs people will resonate with. Marami po talaga siyang factors. So kami, ang nagiging habit namin ngayon, with every song that we release, ito doon natin, let's give our best. You know, pero we don't attach our fulfillment from gano'n siya nag-hit or gano'n kadami yung listener ng kanta na to. But it's more, now it's more of being mature about it. Na we created a good material, we put it out there, anybody who appreciates it will be grateful. Now, if it becomes a hit, thank you, Lord. Another hit. Bonus, that's beautiful. Yeah. But that's the bonus. As long as we're able to eat 3 meals a day, we're able to, you know, buy shoes.
Makapag-shopping, yes.
happy po kami. And yeah, I guess mas addicted kami or obsessed kami sa let's create more music, you know, than getting hit.
Pero ito ha, nagdumating na ba yung time na alam yung nakalimutan nyo or na, sa sobrang nervous nyo, nakalimutan nyo yung lyrics or nakalimutan nyo yung chords or did it ever happen?
Yes po. Yes. So sobrang dami rin pong nangyayari sa life namin. May mga instances po talaga na makakalimutan yung lyrics, ganyan. Minsan po, sa middle ng set, parang lumulutang na lang, ganun.
Autopilot.
Paano yung sinasalo? Meron bang isa na sinasalo ka agad if you forget your part?
Yes po.
Ganun naman.
Minsan po, kapag may nararamdaman ng sabaw, parang medyo alert na parang napapatingin na kami sa peripheral namin. Tapos parang pag hindi po niya makakanta, parang masasalo na. Yeah. Pero may mga instances po talaga na lahat kami sabaw. So wala talagang kakanta sa part na yun. Tapos tatawa na lang kami.
Oh, wow! Wala namang nagsasapawan sa inyo, no? Never. I mean, I feel like, walang nagsasapawan sa inyo.
Wala naman po. Bigaya naman po pa.
Bigaya. Kanina po, nagre-rehearse kami, nakalimutan ko yung part.
So, anong ginawa mo? Anong ginawa mo? Eh, paano pag live? Pag live na.
Tatawa na lang.
Opo, tatawa na lang.
Yeah. It happens talaga eh. So, it's part of life.
Yeah, and sobrang sanay nyo na nasa stage and you're always like in the limelight, right? Kinakabahan pa rin kayo?
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
This episode is brought to you by Etsy. Sound the gifting panic alarm. You need to get an amazing gift. Wait, no, the perfect gift. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. It's easy. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like. And Gift Mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Now it's simple to find gifts made by independent sellers for all the people in your life. So whether you need a housewarming gift for the new homeowner or a birthday present for the pickleballer, Gift Mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
May ganun? Yung tipong...
Oh, yes.
Talaga? Akala ko tipong... Yakang-yaka to. We've been doing this for so long.
Actually, before the interview po, parang kinabahan po ako konti.
Ako hanggang ngayon kinakabahan kasi may... Ano kami ngayon din eh. After this, meron kaming major ganap. So... It really happened, and I think it's a good thing because that makes us alert and be in the moment, be present in the moment.
Grabe, my God. Oh my God, I know, meron na kayong you have to go kasi nga, meron pa kayong next gig. Oo, babatukan na ako nila. Ate Amor, salamat, Nicole, Ate Tess, Amor U Productions. My God,
thank you, Amor.
Salamat. Excited na kami. Naku, makita kayo. Sa, in person talaga kasi manunood talaga kami. Promise
yan. Yay!
Yeah.
Let's go! Okay, see you. See you.
Baka, baka mamaya ihuyo nyo ko ha. O kami ni Jay. Kasi pag, sino ka?
Guys,
and guys, always stay humble. Talaga nakikita ko na you will be there like all the way to the top, even international. Just always be humble. Yun lang yun. Always be humble. And I'm sure God will always give you abundant blessings. That's for sure. Yeah. Oh, Jcas, last ano nga question mo before sila ano? Before we let them go.
Yes. I know you guys are still young, but dahil malated to kayo magsalita at malalalim kayo mga boys, so yakang-yakang nyo to. Anyone can answer this, ha? Guys, for example, you were given a chance to travel back in time and talk to your younger self. Anong sasabihin nyo sa kanya?
Who wants to answer this?
Unahin ko na po.
Sorry.
Ako na po mauna. I think yung isa po sa sasabihin ko sa kanya, sa younger self ko, ay just keep going. Don't be afraid. Don't be insecure. And just be confident kung anong meron ka. And it's not about what you don't have, but it's about maximizing what you have.
Galing.
Yeah.
At saka sasabihin mo sa sarili mo na, sa younger self mo, oh, magsa-start ka na editor, pero magiging part ka ng banda. Huwag ka mag-alala.
Okay, next?
No spoilers.
Yes. Okay, next?
Sa akin naman po, parang ganun din po, parang sasabihin ko po siguro, ay parang, ituloy mo lang yung hard work mo and eventually mag-pay off yan. Yeah. So, sulat lang ng sulat ng kanta, practice lang ng practice. Yeah. Eventually, may mararating ka.
Yeah, ako same. I don't wanna be churchy about it, but I would probably tell my younger self that God is faithful and what He promised you long ago, it will happen.
Love that.
Sa akin, so sabihin ko siguro sa younger self ko na aabot ka ng 27.
Buhay ka pa lang.
At saka, sabihin mo lalampas pa naman, di ba?
Kaya ako, sabihin ko siguro, huwag din maging hard sa sarili. Parang kung ano yung mga gusto mo talagang i-explore, ma-experience, i-try na skill, talent, ganyan. I-try mo lang i-try. And eventually, everything will fall into place. Chill ka lang. Yan.
Saka ano, mag-ano ka ng ano, magpa-blonde ka kasi mag-hit yan sa mga girls.
Sa mga Gen Z's.
Maraming salamat. Guys, before we let you go, would you like to say, you know, would you like to give your two cents to everyone, especially dun sa mga tao, mga batang, mabilis lang na, you know, gustong aspiring na gustong maging the next ones. And of course, invite everyone sa world tour ninyo.
Yeah, worldwide to, guys. Yeah.
Yes.
Yun, so once again, sa lahat po ng mga simpleng huwan na kagaya namin na may pangarap sa buhay, gusto namin sabihin sa inyo na naniniwala kami na lahat ng huwan na may pangarap sa buhay, basta magsusumikap at gagawin ng lahat na makakaya, lahat po tayo ay may mararating sa buhay. And speaking of mararating sa buhay, kami po ay excited na makarating dyan sa inyong lugar, wherever you are. So we are inviting everybody, kung gusto nyong makaramdam ng relatable hugots and celebrate life, we want to invite you to our shows. This coming Feb 23, Vancouver, Feb 25, Saskatoon, March 1, Calgary, March 2, Winnipeg, March 8, Toronto, at syempre sa US, March 9, New York, March 15, San Leandro, March 16, LA, March 22, Vegas, and March 23, San Diego. Nakita po tayong lahat dyan. We look forward to meeting all of you. It's an intimate show, so you will see us face to face. You will see our pores. And you will smell our
armpits.
Our smell.
Smell your pawis. Ganun ka close, grabe ha.
Ganun ka close, grabe ha. God, excited na.
Also guys, gusto po namin kayo imbitahan na i-follow kami sa aming mga social media accounts.
That's right.
Search nyo lang po sa lahat ng social media, The Juans. And pwede rin po kayo pumunta sa website namin, thejuansofficial.com, para updated kayo sa mga concert tickets and iba pa namin events.
Yeah. Oh my God. Alam mo,
thank you so much.
I ask eh, yung ano, yung next time yun ha, pagka sana may part 2 tayo sa future, no? Yung tipong sobrang
laki
na sana pansinin niyo pa kami. Yung ano, yung kwentong Juan, galing din nun, grabe. Wow. Oo, next time yun ang pag-uusapan natin. And baka pwede namin kayong ma-invite kasi we're gonna have this kwentong ugat. So, we need like, ano yun eh, mabilis lang na sender, what's that, a fan will send their story and then we'll read it and then kami, JCAS and I, and including our guest, will dissect and give our, you know, bio.
Yeah.
Bagay kayo dyan, mga hugot din yun eh.
Mga hugot king mga... kasi kayo.
Oo, kaya tao rin.
Okay, go JCAS, close our show for this morning. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much everyone for listening and watching and tuning to this episode. Don't forget to share this amongst your friends. And also, salamat po sa ating mga subscribers sa buong mundo, sa The Filipino Channel, and also sa mga nagsistream sa app sa buong mundo rin, sa I1TFC, and also ABS-CBN's FYE channel in Kumu, at sa mga pasahero natin sa buong Pilipinas, sa Jeepney TV. Ayan, guys, let's grab our coffees and whatnot.
Yes.
Mag-last toast tayo this morning.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, amidst the ones, thank you very much. Amidst the challenges of life, let's still find ways to be happy. Let's all talk about it over
a glass or two. Thank you, guys. Thank you,
Juan.
Thank you.
Good luck.